Hello.
Hey, Daryl, this is Sam. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I am okay. Thank you for asking. I hope you remember that I spoke with you. I'm calling from the Arbor Design Agency. All right, so if it's possible to you, can you please check your email? Actually, I sent you two website designs.
Okay.
So if it's possible to you, can you check your email right now?
Yep. Give me a little bit to get her. Oh, I'm just sitting here watching the news.
Okay, no problem. I can hold the line for you.
Okay. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. I thought I'd lost you.
Oh, okay. No problem with that, right? So did you get my email?
Yeah, I've got the first one opened up here.
Great. Actually, I just share with you two initial layouts, right? So you just open on your desktop and save it and let me know which one you want to go with. Okay, did you get two initial designs?
Yep, I'm into the designs. I'm looking at them right now.
Great, great. The first one and the second one.
Well, let's see. I'd
If you
like
don't
to.
mind, and if you will take my opinion, so I would suggest you should go with the second one. This is my opinion, otherwise the final decision is yours.
The second one.
Yes, this is my opinion. I'm giving you my suggestion, okay? Otherwise the final decision is yours, which one you want to go with.
Oh, either one of them looks fairly good.
So you can open the first design and the second design, then you compare all together, then which one you wanna go with, just let me know then.
Yep. Oh, the second one would be fine. I'll take your recommendations. They both look pretty good to me, but.
Great, so again, I'm just saying that this is my opinion, but decision is yours.
Right,
Yeah,
right.
so you just take your time, like 1 or 2 minutes. So even you want more time to look at the designs, you can take your time and you will let me know. I'm not in rush to take your decision. it's a totally up to you. If you want to take some time to make a decision on it, you can take your time. I'm not in rush.
Okay, these products that's in here, that's just products that...
Right now, there is a dummy products on it, right? Each and everything is dummy and stock images. So you just have to focus on the layout or the flow of the site. Each and everything is replaced. The products will be replaced with your products, and pictures and verbiage will be replaced according to your feedback. Don't worry about it.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, number two looks okay.
Great. So you just do me a favor. Just can you reply me back on the email like you want to go with? So that's only just an acknowledgement. You know, I want to show my QA team. Then we can proceed with the second step. You know, this is a practice. So.
Okay. So.
You just reply me back on the email like, hey, Sam, I want to go with the second one. I like it. Or you can proceed with the second step with the second one, second design, something like that.
I'm trying to figure. Okay, reply down here at the bottom.
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm sending it right now. Did you get it?
Let me see. Take a while. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, it'll take a while. I guess everything will be in English because it was all in.
Sam, I will go with the second side you have made. Thank you. That's great. So now what the next process is that I will go ahead and create inner pages. As I mentioned to you last time, the steps. So the first step we have completed. Now we are moving forward to the second step. And on the second step, we will create inner pages. And the inner pages would be like home page, about us page, contact us page, privacy policy, terms and condition, shipping policy, and shipping and return and exchange policies, and the product page where you list down all the products on.
Okay.
These pages, we will take 48 business hours to create these pages for you. So today is Friday, the end of the day at the moment, right? So we will start working from Monday, and we will take 48 business hours. So I will get back to you on Wednesday along with the inner pages, all the inner pages.
Okay. I've got a question for you. Okay.
Sorry?
I've got a question for you.
Of course, go ahead, please.
Okay, I'm trying to get these pictures of my craft stuff. I have the pictures, so how do you want me to fix them to send them to you, or do I just put them in after we get done?
What I will do, I will share with you the file, the format. So you should have to follow that format, and according to that format, you will share all the product pictures, description, pricing, and other stuff to me. That's
okay,
fine.
So you will provide me a form then?
Yeah, format. Right? According to that format, you will share me all the things related to your product.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That would be great. So once we will complete the second step, and then I will provide the format to provide all the products in that format. That will be easiest for us to upload all the products on the site then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of these some of these pictures I've taken have, like, I've got an item number on, like, a little card. In the picture itself, is that okay or not?
So from your mobile phone, did you take those pictures, or do you have a professional to take all the pictures for?
No, the professional is taking the pictures is me.
Oh, you are the professional. Great.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's great. So what you will do, once you will click all the pictures, right, so you have to label on it, right? Let's say you're taking a picture of the, just an example, you have two mobile phones and you take the picture for the first mobile and the second mobile. So you should have to label on it. Let's say the first mobile is Samsung brand and the second one is iPhone, Apple. So you should have to name label on it, on the picture, so we can recognize it, which product is that.
Yeah, okay. Well, the picture itself is going to have, because otherwise I'm going to have to retake them. Because some of them is already right away.
Not sure, right? And what I will do, just stay with me. Let me send you right away where is that? Sorry. Here we go. Let me share with you the format right away.
Yeah, it kind of gave me a guide to what I can use or what I need to do to kind of follow whenever I'm taking the pictures or whatever.
There we go. I'm sending it right now.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm sending an email. I'm writing down that email for you. Just give me 1 second. Stay with me, please.
Okay. I'm no hurry. Like I said, I want to do this right. I'm spending a lot of money here. Now I can add items into this even after we get this up and going, right?
Here we go. Please check your email.
Now, I'll be able to add products to this after we get all this done, right?
Yes, you can. Definitely you can.
Okay.
Even I will let you know how to upload all the products. Even I will provide you the video tutorial that will be help you out in the future to how to make the changes on the site, so that would be more beneficial for you. I will provide a proper training on that.
Okay. Yeah, he said something about Chase did about he was going to give me a video too.
Exactly, that is a video tutorial which I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to forget my affiliate.
Affiliate
page too.
Affiliate page, like what?
Like I have suppliers. I can be an affiliate where people can buy off of my site, but they go straight to the company and they fill the order and mail it out. Affiliate links.
Okay. So who they are? Do you have that?
I have Share a Sale.
So do you have the links, or would you like to integrate those on the site, or you want to just put the link on the site?
No, I just put the link on the site, and then I can put in whichever ones I would like to put in.
Okay, so you will put that link on the product, right? So if somebody will click on the product, so it will be redirected to that person. Am I right?
If I put like Inventable Seeds, I'll put their advertisement on my page, and then the people can order right off of that, and then it'll go to the company, and they will pay me a commission for the sales.
So that company will pay to you, right?
Yeah, that company will pay me through Share a Sale, a certain percentage.
So you already registered with them, right? Are you already registered with them?
Well, I'm hooked up with them. I don't use it yet because I couldn't get it to work on Facebook.
Okay, so let's take an example. If you are selling a mobile phone, and you will list down...
Oh, I'm not selling my mobile phone.
No, I'm just giving you an example.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's take an example. You are selling a mobile phone, and you list down the mobile phone on your website, and I am a customer. I come on your site, and I want that mobile phone which you have already listed. So if I click on the purchase button, like buy button, so what happened next? It will be redirected to your partner, affiliate person, and they will ship to me?
Yes.
Okay, got your point. So I believe so. All the products or whatever the products you want to be affiliated, you have all the links for that products. Do you?
They have a link that I've got to go in and check on it, or check it. And then it goes on to my site.
No, not a problem. You can take your time then. So, okay, that's great. Not an issue, right? I will definitely go ahead and do that for you. So at the time of uploading all the products, once you will provide all the products, then I will upload them. Then you will let me know which product you want to put the link on. So you will provide me the link to those products. Okay?
Okay.
So let's say once you will provide me all the products, I will go ahead and update them on the site. And after that, you will let me know on which product you want to add a link on it.
Okay. We'll work together. We'll get through it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you can see the example. Did you get my email? Can you read out the complete email? Can you please?
Nope. I haven't got it yet.
I just sent you that. Please refresh your inbox.
Yeah. I'm in my inbox. I don't have it yet. I may have to refresh. Just hang on a minute. Okay. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, I got the email where it, you give me an example, like the product category name, product pictures. Now, how are you going to keep, if I just send the pictures with no numbers or anything, how are you going to know what's
You should have the label on it. Let's say you have 10 different products, like you just taking example. Let's say you have a mobile phone, and you have a 5 mobile phone with different brands, one for Samsung and one for Apple. So you should, if you were sending me the Samsung mobile phone picture, so you should have to mention this is a Samsung mobile. And if you are sending me an Apple mobile phone, like iPhone picture, so you should have to mention the model number, which iPhone is that. Make sense?
Yeah, but I don't have them on. They're on my computer.
What you don't have in your computer, sorry?
Pardon?
What you don't have it?
I have all my pictures on the computer.
You don't, just definitely you will take those pictures then. You will click those pictures?
Uh-huh.
Right, once you click all the picture, then you will send it to me. And you will send it to me by email. You just attach all the pictures and send it to me.
Right. Okay.
Or you can attach one by one. You can attach one by one and mention the name on the email, like this attached picture is this picture, this product name is iPhone or Samsung or whatever the product name is. You can mention the product name, then attach the picture and send the email to me. One by one, that
okay.
would be great. Or if you want to send me all the pictures all together, so what you need to do, once you save the picture into your desktop or into your computer, so you should have to label on it. Let's say.
Right.
That's the thing. Or I think for you, to make the easiest thing for you, you can email me one by one. You can attach the picture, and then in the email, you will mention the name on it. Like this attached picture, the name of this product is iPhone and whatever the product name is. That would be easiest, I guess. What do you think?
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So I probably just need to retake my pictures.
Uh-huh.
And take the numbers off of them then.
Yes, take the number on it, and you once you will be attached the picture, so you should have to mention that. Let's take an example. Let me make it easy thing for you. Let's say you have a 10 pictures. You just name on it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, till 10, right? And then you will let me know, Sam, number one picture is, the product name of the one picture is this. Let's say the second picture,
okay.
The number two picture, the product name is Samsung. The number three picture, the product name is desktop, something like that, right? Whatever the product name
right.
is. So this would be the easiest, right?
Right. Okay.
Uh-huh. So what you need to do, you will start working on to clicking the picture and send me all the product picture, description, the pricing as well. Let's say the picture one, you will mention the picture one, product name, this is a product name, this is a product description, this is a product price, whatever the price you want to sell. And if
right.
if that product having a color, so you can mention the color, this is a white, black, blue. And if that product
right.
having a size, like a small, extra, whatever the size would be, you can mention
right.
the price as well. So whatever the details,
right.
Would you like to mention, and I gave you the example as well, so you can mention all those details to me, so that it will be easiest to me to add upload that product on the site then.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I hope it does it make sense to you, right? Does it?
Yeah, I think I've got it figured out.
Uh-huh,
if not,
sure.
You'll get me in line.
No problem, right? Whenever you'll be starting, so definitely you will get back to me.
Right. Yeah, I'll have to retake them and take the numbers off of them.
Uh-huh. So, not a problem. I will be available, right, for you. Whenever you need me, you can call me directly or you can drop me an email. I will definitely call you back right away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it where you're at?
Right now, my time is 4:15, and we are in Pacific time zone. PST. We are in
PM?
Yeah, 4 p.m. right now, 4:15 p.m.
Oh, you're in California?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. I didn't know it. It's 6:17, so, yeah, 4:56. Yeah, you're 2 hours behind me. Yeah.
Oh, it's mean you're in Central. Are you in Texas?
Yeah, I'm in Central. I'm in Missouri.
So, okay, great. Great. Mm.
Yep. So, I'm in Missouri. Okay.
Our shift timing from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m., my shift timing right now. Oh, sorry, it's not 6, 5 p.m. So your time would be 11 a.m. till 5, 7 p.m.? Yeah, according to your
time. Yeah, it'd be 7 p.m. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's 6:17 right now.
Yeah, within the next 45 minutes, I will leave the office, and I will enjoy my
weekend. There you go. You'll be ready to have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too as well, and I have some plans too, you know, on the weekend, so I will definitely enjoy. What about yourself? Do you have any plans on weekend?
Yeah, my fun plan for the weekend is going to try to get these pictures straightened out and taken so that I can send them to you.
Oh, you just created a plan then.
I created the plan.
So before that, you didn't have any plan to go for a weekend?
No. Did Chase tell you my story? I'm 73 years old.
Yeah, Chase just mentioned this thing. Oh, you are only just 73. And after that, he didn't mention me anything. What the story you have for me?
I'm just a small company in a small town, and I'm trying to. My goal is I need to, you know, start generating some more revenue because there's just not enough here in my town.
Okay.
People just, and I have two Walmart stores. One within 20 miles of me, and one within 50. And, various other stores. But my goal is, I'm 73 years old, and I'm going to tell you, I know a little bit about computers. But, you know, I know enough just to get me in trouble. And I'm relying on you guys. It's what I told Chase.
No problem.
To kind of help me get me rounded around where I have a site that I can work with and put new products on whenever I get them, and if I want to take some stuff off, I can take it off and put on new stuff. You know, and my affiliate one.
Don't worry about that, Earl. I will definitely help you out in every case, right? And you can totally rely on us, and definitely I will help you out to get this business successful. Don't worry. And you're talking about, like, you have two Walmarts, right? Is this you or you are working on that?
Working on what?
You are working for the Walmart, or do you?
No, I don't. I'm retired.
No,
I have a small greenhouse and gift shop business.
Great. And you just mentioned you have two Walmart, which is one is 20 miles ago and second one is 50 miles far.
Yeah, they're competition. You know, I can't compete with them people.
Is that your Walmart, or you are just trying to compete with them?
I ain't going to try to compete with them. I've got my own product and my own products. I'm trying to get different stuff than what they don't have, which a lot of my handmade crafts, see, they don't have them because they're all handmade by me.
Great. So you already tried, like, what did you do before that, before the retirement? Like, what was your profession, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I was a water and wastewater superintendent for the city here for 28 years, and I retired from that. And then I went to work for, it's Smithfield now, Holden Farms. They got several Holden Farms around here. And then I retired from that September the 23rd in 2011. And this is what I've done since, well, I actually didn't do this until, we didn't open this store up until 2014. But I just, gardened and went to farmers markets and done craft shows and, stuff like that. And then my wife passed away July the 4th of 2017. So I'm just kind of working on my own now and trying to get something fixed up. So whenever my time's done, I've got my boys can have hopefully this up and going, and they can carry it on and keep it going.
Great. So I believe your boys, like you're talking about your son?
Yeah, my sons. I have two sons.
Two sons, right.
Yeah. Yep, two sons. I've got five grandchildren, and I have two great-grandchildren.
Fabulous. So you're two.
So,
five grandchildren and two great-grandchildren.
Yep.
Great.
Two great-grandchildren.
Now I can consider myself like your son.
Yeah.
Yeah. My age is not that much, right? You can consider me as your children.
I will. I'll consider you as my son. I'm trying to help me get this going. Even though you're in California, might have to come out and visit you. I was in California. The wife and I, just before she passed away, we took a Amtrak train vacation. It was a guided tour, 15 days. And we took the train out to Flagstaff, Arizona, where we got on a bus there. And we went to Sacramento. We went to San Francisco. We went to Las Vegas. We went up to the Muir Woods. I can't name all the places that was on the tour site. But it was a 15-day trip, and it was one of the best trips we ever took.
So did you get a chance to come to California sometime?
We was both in California. That was just before she passed away. We took that trip just before she passed away, about a year before.
So, okay, that's not an issue, right? So whenever you get a chance to come to San Jose, so you should contact me. I'm really happy to, I will be happy to meet you and have a cup of tea.
I drink a lot of tea. Yeah. Now, where are you at for sure?
San Jose.
San Jose, California.
Yes.
Yeah.
Near Parkview.
Parkview?
Yep.
Yeah.
Near my office building. My office building near is at 177 Park Avenue. I live there near Park Avenue building.
Yeah.
San Jose.
Yeah. Are you married?
No, I'm not. That's why I said, sure, you can consider me as a son.
Yeah. We'll make it work.
I'm trying to searching for it, but let's see what happens.
Yep. We'll see how this goes. So, okay, well, you have a very great weekend, and I'm going to spend the weekend getting pictures of what I've got and ready to go.
No problem.
Maybe launch this thing, and I'll use this guide, and we'll go from there.
No problem with that, and really nice talking with you, and I will get back to you along with the inner pages, right, on Tuesday. Or might be on Wednesday, right? And on Monday or Tuesday, whenever you get chance, you will share with me the picture, or if you need to ask me something about related to the picture or format, you can contact me on Monday between my shift timing, which is 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. as per the California time, and your time would be 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. Okay?
Yeah.
So, right, yeah. Right. Okay, Royals, nice talking with you. You will be have a great weekend, and nice talking with you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.